Well, Gary Corbin just walked up. The famous Gary Corbin. I've told this story a number of times. I don't know how he did it, but whenever I was playing golf on a golf course, and he was on that golf course, eventually when I went up to the green to get my ball, there were Buckeyes there. And he just came by and dropped off some Buckeyes because he is the quintessential Buckeye fan. And then he dropped off a bottle of what at first I thought was Grey Goose vodka, looks just like it, but it is Buckeye vodka with the Ohio State logo, handcrafted, gluten-free. I've never seen this. You think there's one for Michigan also? No? Whether there is or not, he's going to say, no way, Paul. Of course not.
You know, I think I saw him smiling when we were talking about Ward Manuel just a few minutes ago.
I bet he was not only smiling, he was probably gut laughing. Well, thank you for that. That's very kind of you. And again, thank you for the Buckeyes. I'll share those with Tom Romer. That's where they always would go, another fellow big Buckeye fan. Thank you, Gary. Things are good, Gary Corbin. You're just taking time off and enjoying yourself, playing golf and tennis, you said. Golf, tennis, and boating? Oh, good for you. He spends the cold months in Florida. I happen to know for sure. All right. Mike Bouchard, Oakland County Sheriff, all-around good guy. Father of Mike Bouchard, who's going to be joining the family business of helping people very soon. There was another shooting at a mall. I don't want to keep track, but I have to. That's like three shootings in the last couple of weeks at, I think, three different malls. He also happened to know and befriended the great Senator Lindsey Graham. So we'll talk about the shootings first and then the rest of it. Sheriff Mike Bouchard, always a pleasure having you on. Sorry it's again about another shooting at a mall.
Yeah, it's pretty sad and frustrating on both fronts because, you know, it shows an epidemic in our society. We can't resolve interpersonal conflicts peacefully. We can't de-escalate things that really mean nothing in the scheme of life. And you know that as you get older, that a disagreement over this, that, where you are in a lane on the highway or in a line at a mall or something you said to somebody, that doesn't really rise to the level of getting your blood pressure up. But, you know, a lot of younger people, you know, they have these conflicts and it starts maybe with a physical tussle, punches, and then somebody pulls a weapon and we've got a tragedy. And we've seen that, as you said, in multiple malls. We've also seen it at fairs, festivals, you know, and it's this kind of conflict that escalates in a meaningless way to a tragic conclusion.
And unfortunately, oftentimes these shootings take place with people who have legally purchased a gun. And that's an issue. That's a problem that needs to be fixed, and I'm not sure how to fix it. I don't know what kind of interview you can do before you grant someone the right to bear arms. Gun owners are going to fight you on this, but clearly they understand something's got to be done, and I'm not suggesting for a second that we take away the right to bear arms. But just because that right is out there and constitutionally granted and blah, 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 doesn't mean everybody is fit to bear arms. Help me out on this one, Michael.
Yeah, I'm a believer in the Second Amendment, and I think the deeper question is that, again, resolving conflict and people that are attacking people for literally no reason. The question of whether that shooting was justified will be up to the prosecutor to make a determination that did it rise to the legal standards that are in place for self-defense. That's a different question, and that's for the prosecutor to decide. But in terms of having a firearm to defend yourself, if your life's in jeopardy, you know, I'm a believer that that's an absolute right. Having
said that,
you know, we need to find a way collectively where we don't escalate something that is completely meaningless from physical altercation to a deadly situation. And more to your listeners, they need to be situationally aware wherever they are, not afraid, but aware. And when something starts to escalate into physicality, use your phone as you're giving your space, giving yourself space and distance. That's the best thing to protect yourself. Move away from that situation. Use your phone to call the police, not to stand in nearby proximity trying to film it, because you might get something that's interesting and we'll get clicks.
Oh, my God.
Because that
puts
you in danger. That, you know, and we see that all the time. So whether an escalating situation is starting, move yourself away from that and call the police. You don't know if it's going to get into some kind of random situation like this, and you have, you know, the potential to have innocent bystanders hit, which is always what we see across the country when this dispute happens. People pull a weapon and oftentimes hit innocent people that have no interaction whatsoever with what's going on. So be aware of your surroundings, see things happening, and have a plan, you know, and not just for a shooting or escalating violence, but for what happens if there's a fire, what happens if there's a tornado, those kinds of things. Where are your exits? How do I get to them? If I get separated in that craziness from my family, where is our rally point? Is it our car? Is it at the flagpole in front of the mall or the shopping center or the theater? Have those things where, hey, if we get separated, we're going to meet there. And have
good those reminders.
Same things in your head.
All good reminders. Quick comment. We lost a great man in the loss of Senator Lindsey Graham. You had some experience with him over the years.
Yes, I had been in numerous meetings with him as the representative for Major County Sheriffs of America. He was a steadfast law enforcement supporter and military supporter, and obviously we've got two in the military and two in law enforcement in our family, and that means a great deal, and he was a stalwart on that one. We were facing a lot of attacks over the years in law enforcement, you know, unjustified attacks. You know, when we have to fix the problem, we should fix the problem, absolutely. But what sometimes people get off the track there and they start attacking men and women on the front line, absolutely in an unfounded way, he would stand up for us.
Yeah, he was. I thought he was a great guy. Thank you. You're another great guy. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard. God bless you, sir.
Appreciate you, my friend.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. 129 at WJR.